Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because with me I have Doug Foresta. Doug helps service professionals expand their reach and attract their ideal clients. He is the producer and host of Creating Change on Empower Radio and the Coach Zine show on iTunes and Sketcher Radio. He feels so blessed to have a global platform to share his message and help people transform their lives. He is most passionate about supporting you and sharing your message with the world. It can be scary, and there's a little voice that sometimes says, "Who do you think you are?" But Doug feels the world needs your voice and needs your gifts, and I could not agree more. Doug, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It's an honor.
I love what you do because our mission is very similar. You know, we primarily publish books, and we do radio broadcasts as well, of course, and magazines. But my main focus and mission is to help people get their message out to the world. And I personally believe it leaves a hole in the world if they don't, because no one can tell their message the way they are meant to tell it. And I know you agree with that.
Yes. You know, I think it was Wayne Dyer that was the first one to say, "Don't die with the music still inside you." And I think that we share that common passion to help people get that music out into the world.
No question. Well, for those that have not had the pleasure of getting to know you yet, tell us a little bit about how you came to this passion and purpose.
Sure. I've always had an interest in speaking. And I started in 2005, 2006. I thought, you know, I'm going to pursue speaking as a professional speaker. I started going to National Speaker Association meetings. And I learned a lot. I was learning a lot about what it takes to be a professional speaker. And what I realized was that at that time especially, I just didn't want to be on the road 52 or more times a year because my son was 3 years old at the time. And I just didn't want to be away from him for so long. But at the same time, I wanted to speak. I wanted to get my message out. And I thought, I was working with a business coach at the time. And I said to her, "Yeah, I wish, like, maybe I could do radio or something, you know, but I don't know how to do radio." And she said, "Well, what about podcasting?" And I said, "What is podcasting?" And I started my very first podcast. I was so nervous. I shouldn't have been nervous because nobody was listening. But I did my first show on Blog Talk Radio. And the first program I ever did was called Break Free to Success. And I was so nervous. And I got up there and I said, "Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Break Free from Success," which evidently is a show about people who have too much success and just want to get rid of it. And I was so mortified. I thought, oh, my God, you know, I'm not cut out for this. But 800 episodes later and 7 years later, I'm still enjoying it.
Oh, that is so wonderful. So tell us a little bit, for those who are not familiar with podcasting, what is it and why is it so powerful?
Okay, so first, a podcast is a generally recorded audio that is syndicated. So people ask me, like, if I take an audio and I put it on my website, if I record an audio and put it on my website, is that a podcast? And the answer is no, because what makes a podcast is the syndicated part. In other words, that I can subscribe. Just like if someone has a blog and you can subscribe to their blog and get new blog posts as they are released, what makes a podcast is the fact that you're able to, for example, on iTunes, or you'd mentioned Stitcher Radio in the beginning, that I can subscribe and get new episodes downloaded to me without having to do anything else. What's so powerful about podcasting to me is the flexibility of the content. We live in a world now, podcasting is just, the time has come for the world that we live in. we are so busy. We have so many things going on. And I believe in the power of books. I work with authors. That's a real passion of mine. And books are sacred. I really believe that. At the same time, for example, let's say video or other ways, you can't watch a video while you're driving a car. Someone can't read your book while they're driving a car or while they're outside jogging. But people can listen to podcasts on their phone, on their mobile device, on their computer, pretty much anytime, anywhere. And it's just become a very, I think, a very powerful way to share content and get your message out wherever people are.
That makes so much sense. So exactly how does one get started in podcasting if it really appeals to them? And obviously it's an incredibly powerful vehicle. Someone was telling me, speaking of vehicles, that I believe iTunes is going to be automatic in all cars coming out, like, I think next year or something.
It's already the case that some of the new cars are already connected to the internet. And what's clearly happening is that podcasts are the radio of the future. In the same way that, for example, you know, now people watch Netflix more than they, a lot of times more, you know, Netflix shows are more popular a lot of times than network shows. Because the new dashboards on cars are going to allow people to have the option to choose iTunes and to choose podcasts directly from their car dashboard, that's definitely going to drive the growth of podcasts. You're absolutely right.
Wow, that's incredible. So how does one get started if they are really looking at this and thinking this is just so hot that I don't know anything about it, just like you did initially?
So one of the things I just want to assure people, because a lot of times I think one of the things that stops people from doing podcasting is the very word itself sounds technical or it sounds very difficult. And my philosophy is about making it as simple as possible for people. So you can actually record podcasts on your phone. You don't need any special device. You don't need to go out and buy. You could spend $5,000 and make a radio station in your home, but it's not necessary. You know, it's just not necessary. In the same way that, you know, YouTube has made it so simple that you can just record yourself on your smartphone, you can do the same thing for podcasts. You can record yourself on your smartphone. You can record yourself on a headset, on a microphone that you can get for $20. The biggest thing I think that people, remember I talked about the syndication piece, what really has happened, it's become a lot easier for people to start podcasts. So the best way to do it would be get your audio recorded, and then I can share with you a resource if you like that will help you create that syndication piece and will host the audio for you if you'd like.
Oh, that would be great.
Okay, so that is called, it's called Libsyn, which stands for Liberated Syndication, and it's L-I-B-S-Y-N, L-I-B-S-Y-N, and it's a podcast hosting service that also gives you a URL that you can then submit to iTunes. You can submit that URL to other places, and it allows you to create that syndication. But, you know, the short answer is it's really as simple as recording your voice and then uploading it to a hosting service and syndicating your content. It's not as difficult as it really used to be, something that only people that were very technical could do. And I'm the first one to tell you, I am not like a tech person. I'm a message and passion person. So if I can do this, anyone can do it.
Oh, that is so terrific. Really terrific. So what are some of the tips about, say, picking subject matter and being able to deliver that so that it's really popular and people receive it well?
Right. I've personally trained and mentored about 150 people to start their own podcast and have, through my trainings, probably over 1,200 people. And the one thing that I have found that is the most important, one question people ask me all the time, there's so many podcasts out there, Doug. I mean, I go on iTunes, there's tens of thousands. Is anybody going to listen to me? And the answer is absolutely. There is room for you, but you have to niche down. You have to become a big fish in your space. You have to find your home and be a leader in your community, in your tribe, and then there's plenty of room for you. So I'll give you an example of what that means. If you are, for example, a holistic health practitioner, and you say, I'm going to start the podcast for everyone interested in health, that's going to be very difficult to do because you're now competing with Deepak Chopra. You're competing with some of the biggest names out there. But what if your passion is really helping teenagers who have ADHD to heal naturally without medication? Well, that now becomes a much more specific area that you could really shine in. And if you create that podcast that's more specific to that group, you could have the go-to podcast and you could become the go-to person in that area. So niching down is really important. That's the way to not get lost in the sea of voices.
Well, do you have any top tips for how you put things together from a brand standpoint so that, you know, you really stand out unique, particularly in the podcasting world?
Yes, the art of podcasting. I mean, this is the thing I'm really passionate about, is advancing the art of podcasting, because podcasting is an art, you know, like just like blogging, there's an art to blogging and there's an art to video. You want to do something that's well done. And what I encourage people to do, there are different formats. You can do an interview format, so you can interview other people in your field. You can do a solo podcast where it's you speaking. What I'm really liking is a hybrid of that now, where you have some of it is you speaking directly to the audience and some of it is you interviewing other people. What I would say in terms of some of the art part of it, in terms of making something really exciting and unique, is, first of all, for God's sake, don't just, for you know, I see, for example, sometimes there are people who write books and they go, I'll just read from my book. Well, that's great, but that's more like a book on tape. You don't want to just read from your book. You want to add something to it. You want to add your own voice, add your own passion. And I think one of the most important things you can do is add your point of view. And so if you think about some of the best radio personalities out there, and you know that it's not just what they share, it's their point of view. And even if you don't agree with their point of view, you know what they stand for. So one of the most important things in terms of the art of podcasting is if you can take a stance about your topic and really be passionate about taking that stance. The other piece is definitely your voice. And you want to be able to, you know, modulate your voice. And so you want to have some practice. It might help to practice with someone and make sure and listen back and make sure that your voice sounds exciting and engaging and warm. And you don't have to have a radio voice, but you do have to make sure that your voice has, you have a vocal range, because if you're going to be speaking for a period of time, it's going to be hard if you are in a sort of a short monotone range.
Any other tips as far as delivery? And
sure.
Maybe as far as well as calming nerves, if this really makes you nervous.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I'll talk about the delivery piece. I'll talk about the nerves first. So like I said, when I first started, I was so nervous. And, you know, my break free from success story. I mean, one of the things that calms your nerves, honestly, is just doing it. So one thing I tell you is, like anything else, you know, how nervous were you when you first started driving a car? Remember how nervous you were when you first drove a car and you thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to be on the highway and I can't do this. And now you get in your car, you don't even think about it. So one of the things to know is that it's okay to be a little nervous when you first start, because the more you do it, the better you're going to get at it. So one thing I like to have people do is just practice and get some episodes under their belt before they even release them. Do some practice ones with friends and get used to it. The more you get used to doing it, the less nervous you'll be. The other thing, and this is true for speaking in general, is when you focus on your passion for your message, that will help you to be less nervous. When you start thinking about how am I doing, it makes you feel more self-conscious. So when I do a podcast, or even when I'm speaking right now, I really try to focus on the content and being of service and not thinking about how am I doing, because you know that will make you more anxious. So focus on the service and how people will benefit from your message. As far as the art piece of it too, what I'm encouraging people to do is share stories. Really important. So one of the things I like to do is that if you, for example, kind of like what I said about the nerve thing, and if I were to say, well, you know, it's okay to be nervous at first, share a story that illustrates the tip that you're saying. Because if you remember the early days of radio, I remember listening to like The Shadow, and they had these, you know, they were before my time, but I used to listen to them as a kid. They'd have these great, you know, The Lone Ranger. I mean, they had these great stories. So even if you have a nonfiction book or you have a topic that's not fiction, telling stories is a great way to engage listeners. So for every point that you have, it's always great to have a really interesting story to go along that illustrates that.
I love that. And I also love the emphasis you put on focus. I mean, I heard years ago that the responsibility of someone who wants to be heard to be heard is their responsibility, not the person listening. You know, you have to find, you have to be the one that is responsible for delivering that message. And I think, you know, what I found has really helped me, and someone shared this with me a long time ago, was to be externally focused, as you mentioned, to your audience. Be focused on what you want to convey to them as opposed to how you are presenting it. And that's more of an internal focus. And I really love that you shared that with us.
Thanks. Another tip that this is something that drives me crazy, and it's something that there's a great takeaway in here, which is a lot of times when people do solo podcasts, there are people that are doing podcasts where they get together with their friends and they laugh and they laugh and they laugh and they have a great time. But I'm not having a great time because I feel like I'm not part of the conversation. There's no real benefit to me for listening. Those types of podcasts die out pretty quickly. So the first 30 seconds, I would say this is true in TV and radio as well, but those first 30 seconds when people hear you are crucial, because that's when I'm deciding, you know, my time is precious. Why should I be listening to this? And a lot of times people waste that time. So really what I'll do is I will ask a provocative question or make a promise at the very beginning. So for my coaching show, for example, if I'm doing a show about video, let's say that it's an episode about video, I'll start off and I'll say, hello, everyone, it's Doug Foresta. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever wondered, how can I get better quality in my video, or how can I get over my fears of making videos? Well, that's what we're going to be talking about today. So immediately grabbing the person, you have to earn their ears, so to speak. So really grabbing them right away and letting them know that you're not going to waste their time. There's something in this. They're going to get something valuable. Those first 30 seconds are really crucial.
That is such a good point. It's crucial with everything. People, with all the technology, they're having shorter and shorter time spans in which they will engage with you. And so that is really, really critical. So are there any other tips that you would recommend, maybe on your top two or three, that you think are really important for someone, especially if they're just starting out in podcasting?
One of the things that, and this is not a technical tip, but this is a, it's one of my favorite quotes from Sri Ramakrishna. He says, do not seek illumination unless you seek it as if a man whose hair is on fire seeks a pond. And I don't have a hair. I believe that one of the things that's really important is to really connect to, if you're going to do this, connect to something that is really meaningful to you, that is your passion. Because podcasting, like anything else, like writing, it is work, right? There is work involved. Before you get started, ask yourself, is this something that I'm passionate about enough that I could at least speak on this for 1 year? If the answer is no, then pick another topic. Make sure before you start that you are excited enough about this topic, that it is deep enough, that you have enough to say about it, that you could speak on it for a year. If you feel that you can, that's a good topic for you.
I love that. And that sense of commitment to the topic, too. It'll be a gearing of your interest and your passion for the topic. It'll answer that question.
Yes, definitely. Because the interesting thing is that, I don't know how you feel about this, Vicky, but I believe now that we don't just want information anymore. We're way past the point of it being exciting that we could Google things and get information. I think we're jaded and we already know that we can do that. But to have something where we can get information and we can feel connected, that to me is the winning combination.
Yes, no question. You know, I was just asked to speak for a telesummit, and it is on business and lifestyle. And I was letting some of my people know that I was going to be speaking for this telesummit this morning, and I thought, you know, we are packing up to leave our beautiful place right by the ocean in Mexico to go to the Rockies for the summer in our beautiful place that sits right in the middle of a forest. And I designed my business around the lifestyle that I wanted. And that's why I was asked to speak. And I was just thinking, you know, it's so wonderful when you feel passionate enough about something to be able to create a fabulous lifestyle with it that is just what you want, whatever that looks like for you. And it's something you feel so passionate about, it's almost like you're playing with it as opposed to working hard.
Amen.
And, yeah, and I love that. I know you have that. I have that. I would love to have that for everyone listening, because I think it's just such a beautiful way to live. And for years, I didn't. For years, I bought homes based on how close they were to huge airports. because I was traveling, and I wanted that airport time, that commute to the airport, to be as short as possible, and that was one of my main criteria, and not have to do that anymore. It's really wonderful. And the reason I bring that up is because what you're talking about, being able to gear your business and your following toward podcasting, which is totally a portable, it's not dependent on any type of destination or location. It gives you a tremendous freedom to be able to develop your clients and your following that way.
Yes.
Just absolutely beautiful. Really, really beautiful. Well, you know, we have just a few minutes left, and I was wondering in closing if you have any other tips or messages that you would like to leave with us.
Here's what I would say, and this is my conviction. It sounds like we have a similar conviction, Vicki, that it's not just that it would be nice if we could overcome our fears and put our message out in the world. I have a show called Creating Change and Empower Radio that you mentioned at the beginning. The tagline of that show is keep creating, the world needs your gifts. And it's not the whole world. It's not everyone. It might be 1,000 people. It might be 10,000 people. It might be 1,000,000 people. But there are people who need to hear what we have to say, and they need to hear it from us. And when we don't share that message, or let me rather put it this way, as Barbara Sher says, you know, you don't have the right to hide your gifts from the world. And podcasting is a great way to share your gifts with the world from anywhere in the world to anyone, and they can get that information at any time. It stays up on the internet forever. So you may never know. Years from now, you may record an episode and have impact on somebody years from now across the world. And I think that we have a responsibility. If you believe in your message, and I know that everyone listening to this does believe in their message, if you believe in your message, then you have a responsibility to put that out in the world. And podcasting is just a great way to get your message out to the people that most need to hear it.
Oh, I love that. I could not agree more. I think that that's so important, that people receive the message that you just delivered, because that is what it's all about. And as I mentioned, you know, I really look at it like leaving a hole in the world if you don't. And that's not for you. That's for everyone. And, you know, with podcasting and the web, this goes on forever. You know, it's similar to a book and from the standpoint that it's going to be there and people are going to have access to it forever on the web. Nothing seems to go away on the web. So.
No, no.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being here, Doug. This is just so exciting to have you on board with us today. And I know that everyone will really want to know how they can communicate with you and connect and learn more. So do you have a website where they could go and do that?
Sure. They can go to DougForesta.net. And if they go there, they will see a free gift, which is a $97 value. It's my top 10 free or low-cost podcasting resources. These are the resources that I personally use in my own podcasting, and they're my own insider things that I use in my own podcast practice.
Oh, that's great. That's so generous of you guys. Thank you so much again. I really appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
And for everyone out there, thank you for sharing this time with us. And if you wanted to learn more about Expert Insight Publishing, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our global broadcasts and communities, you can find us at getei.com. That's GETEI.com. And everyone have a fabulous week.